This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Shabbos, good Erev Shabbos, and a good Chodesh. This is a do-over because I forgot to turn on the microphone, so this is special for Torah Anytime and YouTube. So let me start by saying that if you want to support these shiurim, a good way is to sponsor a shiur, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. So we're up to Mishnah Tess in the first parak of Midas, Amokma Yeshama Amalama. There was a place in the Beis HaMoked, which was an Amalama. Now the whole thing was tiled, but here there was a tile that wasn't plastered, an Amma by an Amma, v'tabas shel shayish, with a tile of marble, v'tabas ha'isa kvurba, and it had a ring attached to it so you could pick it up, v'shal shelis, and the chain, sh'amavtechus ha'yutluzba, that the keys were attached to, were underneath the tile, connected to the underside of the tile. Higiyaz man ha'ne'ilah, when it reached the time to lock up, higbiyas ha'tala, the appointed one picked up the tile, Batabas, by holding it onto the ring, v'notales ha'mavtechus mina shel shelis, removed the keys from the chain, v'na'al ha'kayim b'mifnim, and the kain locked the doors from the inside of the Beis HaMoked, u'ben levi yashin lo'i b'mechutz, and a levi was sleeping until it was time for him to start his guard duty from the outside. Gama melino, when he finished locking it up, herzeres ha'mavtechus l'shel shelis, he returned the keys to the chain, v'esatablo l'mekayma, and the tile back in its place, nasan kesusayala, then he put his cushion on it, yashinlay, and he slept there to protect the keys. Eira keri me'echman, if one of the kahanim had a seminal pollution, a seminal emission, and became tomei, remember, one of the chambers in one of the corners was the Beis HaTfila. He went out by Masiba in a tunnel, Ha'alechas Takas Abira, that went under the temple complex. And there were torches lit on either side to keep it illuminated. Achimagila Beis HaTfila, until he reached the mikveh, it was Tevel, then he retraced his steps and went into the Beis HaMoked until the morning. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he couldn't go back to the Beis HaMoked, it was Tful Yom, couldn't go there. Rather, when he finished with the mikveh, he went to Mesiba in a different branch of a tunnel, Ha'elechas Tachas Achel, that went under the Chel, and exited into the Harabayas, and he stayed there until they opened the doors, and then he went out through the gate, which we said was the Tadi gate, where Kohanim Tumeim used to exit. Harabayis, the Temple Mount, remember we said that there were gates, so that means that the Harabayis, the huge complex of the Temple Mount, was enclosed, and it was 500 by 500 Amma, and in it were chambers and offices, lishkois and offices. Rubai min adarim, the widest expanse of open space was to the south. Sheni loy min hamizrach, the second bigger space is to the east. Shlishi loy min hatzafon, the third is to the north. And miutei min hamaariv, the smallest area is to the west, because that's behind the Kodesh Kodashim, so they didn't do too many things there. Makom shehayu rov midasei, the area that had the most space, which was the south, and then the east, Sham Ha'yarayv Tashmishai, that's where they had the most usage. All right, we want to thank you very much for joining us and wish you a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.